Having kids is something that I would, I don't know, I've always kind of imagined for my life, and not now or like any time soon, but in the way, way, way distant future.
I thought you were about to say you're getting clucky now.
Oh, God, no. But in the way, way distant future, I can definitely see myself having a family. It's something that I have wanted for, you know, like growing up as a little girl.
Your mum.
You always think of that as, you know, maybe one day that'd be nice. And it's only now that one of my mates, I've only got one friend that's had a bub, and she, every time we talk, and obviously she's talking about her baby and whatever, and she said, you know, do you ever see yourself having kids, Chrissy? I said, oh, yeah, God, you know, give me a break. Maybe 10 years down the track.
10 years down the track.
A long way away. I'm not going to be ready for that. Anytime soon. I'm not even thinking about that. She said, yeah, I could really see you being a beautiful mum to, you know, to girls. And I said, what? She goes, oh, I can just see you being a really, really beautiful mum and having a couple of girls. And I was like, hang on, why are you saying a couple of girls? She's like, I don't know, I can just feel it. You know, sometimes you just get that feeling of like,
in the waters,
of what people will be like. And, you know, now that I'm a mum, I just see you having girls. And I was like, don't say that.
Why? You don't want kids or you don't want girls?
I don't want girls.
Why?
For my whole life, whenever I've thought about having kids, I've always thought about having boys. For some strange reason, I've always been like, I don't want to have girls. But now that I've said that out loud, now that I've admitted it, and now that I've thought it in my head, when I do have kids, they're going to be girls, just to teach me a lesson. And I was like, don't say it. Don't say I'm going to have girls. She's like, why? Why? And I was like, touch wood, knock on wood. I don't want to have girls. I don't want to have girls. And now I'm going to have girls because I've said it out loud. I can't stop thinking about it.
And
now I've fully broadcast it and everybody knows about it.
Girls are on the way.
Oh, and I even messaged my mate after speaking to her because she was like, oh, hi, freaked you out, whatever. And it was like 2 hours afterwards. And I picked up the phone. I was on the phone to my other half saying, and I said, oh, my God, you'll never guess what Mia just said. Girls. He goes, oh, don't say
it.
He's like,
too.
No, he's like, you're going to freak yourself out. Can you stop saying you're going to have girls? Because if you keep saying that, I don't want to have a girl, you're going to have a girl. And it's the most stupid thing. And I work myself up over it. I even sent my friend a text 2 hours after speaking to her on the phone. And I said, you freaked me out about having girls. I keep thinking about it. And now that I've thought about it, it's going to happen.
Have you heard that there's a lot of saying that girls are harder to bring up than boys? Have you heard that? Well, you, like, looking back at you and your, say, okay, here's a great hypothetical. You and Zane have children, right? Two girls, and they're just like you and just like Ash.
That'd be
honest.
No, we were all right kids, but I just think, like, girls are so annoying. They are.
I wouldn't know. My brother,
you know,
has
why?
Got a little girl. He tells me some stories.
Do you know how
stories,
I can say that? Do you know how I can say that? Because I'm a girl.
And you're annoying?
Girls are annoying. I'm annoying. All girls are annoying. And I don't want to have girls. And now I am. Ben and Chrissy. Let's go! Star FM.